Good morning. It's Thursday, the 27th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's headlines. Starting with national news, police have discovered weapons and ammunition while searching a Kaisfeld home yesterday following a missing person report. Neighbouring houses were evacuated as a precaution and officers established a security cordon around the area. The missing person has since been found. Shortly before midnight, police declared the special operation over. The local authority assured residents there was no danger to those living nearby. A police patrol stayed at the scene overnight and the road is expected to reopen this morning for regular bus services and other traffic. Luxembourg's former Defence Minister François Bauch and ex-army chief Alain Duchesne will not face criminal charges over the 2019 Waldhof military camp explosion that killed two people. The judicial administration confirmed the decision yesterday. Luxembourg has the EU's second lowest rate of households with little or no employment at 3.9%, according to Eurostat. Only Slovenia ranked better at 3.5%, whilst the EU average stands at 7.9%. In other news, two National Guard soldiers have been shot and critically wounded near the White House. President Trump called it an act of terror by an Afghan man who arrived during the 2021 evacuations. Trump has halted all Afghan immigration processing. A devastating fire in a Hong Kong high-rise building has killed at least 44 people, with hundreds still missing. Police have arrested three men for gross negligence after flammable materials left during maintenance caused the blaze to spread out of control. Moving to sports, and in football, Liverpool suffered a 4-1 Champions League loss to PSV at Anfield, their ninth defeat in 12 games. Arsenal beat Bayern Munich 3-1 to take top spot in the table, while PSG defeated Tottenham 5-3 and Real Madrid edged Olympiacos 4-3. And in rugby, Luxembourg's men's rugby team has named a 26-man squad for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. Four potential new caps have been included after impressive club performances. We'll have more on these stories at 7, and you can also check out rtltoday.lu for all the latest news and updates. We're starting the day in a thick mist with zero chance of sunshine, but the mist will lift as the day progresses, giving way to clearer, though still grey, skies. Expect some light afternoon drizzle and maybe even a chance of icy drizzle with highs of only 1 to 3 degrees.